is so suspenseful. You know, there's an action sequence at the end involving a semi, which we talked about, and how he did it and everything last week. And that's exciting. That's very exciting. But this is not an action movie. This is a suspense drama. It really makes you feel, it makes you hate the federal government for what they do to people with mandatory minimum sentences and what they do to people who make mistakes.
And it's based on a true story, right?
Yes, yeah, and it's based on a true story, a Frontline show that Rick Roman watched, and you know, it really makes you think about this too. Makes you feel for the characters, makes you angry. It just, like, I mean, I had so much fire in me while watching this movie, and then after seeing it, I mean, this is the type of movie that is going to make you want to do something about it.
Academy Award type of movie, you think?
Probably not.
No?
Because, you know, this is The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, but it is. I don't think it's gonna and it didn't do that well at the box office. It did okay, but I really want people to go out and see this movie because it is the best movie that you
will
see.
We will promote this movie
so far.
Oh, and I was so close to thinking that because I knew you loved it, but I was thinking, well.
Very sad.
Yeah.
And you know, we talked about it last week, social injustice, and it will. I'm going to read a part of my review. You will not emerge with your nerves unfrayed from the tension, your spirit unbroken by the social injustice, or your heart unaffected by this father's defiant dedication to his son.
Nice writing.
Thank you.
Wow, he's good, Joseph Ardo.
Finally, let's move on to The Lost Medallion. This is a family. A Christian faith-based family adventure flick. Billy Unger and Sammy Hanratty, she's right from right here in the Valley, by the way. They play two teenage friends who uncover a long-lost medallion and accidentally wish themselves back in time. The experience gives them a new understanding of who they are and what their lives really mean. Kind of like an Indiana Jones for the faith-based crowd.
Yeah.
So what do you think? You want to go first again,
yeah,
Greg?
Go ahead.
You give me a little chance. I think you like this as well. You know, interesting that Hayden Panettiere's brother's in this. Interesting. Three.
Okay. Dave?
I'm going to go two.
It's three.
So, I felt bad.
Oh, we did an instant replay. I did say five last time. let me hypnotize you.
So, no, this is it conceals its religious roots. I mean, a lot of times when you go see one of these faith-based movies, I mean, you're stuck thinking, you know, I can't get past all the religion in this movie. Especially, you know, and it prevents the movie from reaching a larger audience. And because these religious movies have a lot of very important messages in them.
Oh, yeah.
And this one especially, you know, teaches you how everyone has a purpose. Everyone has value. I mean, we're all created by God. So let's treat each other with respect.
Oh, I think I like this movie.
Yeah. And, you know, so that's what this movie wants to teach people. And if it had not had those religious themes, you know, concealed a little bit, then people wouldn't be able to, you know, people wouldn't be so receptive to it.
Oh, I got you.
I think it hides it.
Yeah.
So that's really good. You know, having said that, you know, it's very, very valuable lessons. I like this. It's just, it's
three. Up 2-1.
Yeah, very good. So
wow,
now
nice.
I got a chance to talk with the writer director of this. His name is Bill Muir, and let's see here. I asked him about that message that I was just telling you about. Let's see what he had to say about the message.
Alex Kendrick, who's been in Courageous and Fireproof, is featured in the movie, and he's kind of the storyteller of the Lost Medallion story to the kids at the foster home. But in the end, he looks at them and tells them how much they're loved by God, and that's where we find our value, and that's where other people have values, and that's why we should be kind and loving to each other. And I hope that people leaving the theater will sense that they're significant, and it has nothing to do with their externals, clothing, labeling, number of friends, who invites them, what party they go to. You know, I hope that kids who feel invisible in their world, overlooked, not voted on as class president, not picked first on the sports team, would say, I have value because God has created me, and I will be kind to others because God created them too.
Those are some lessons that we all can learn from, not just kids, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, so then I forgot to mention this. The reason that it was a three is because I felt like it hided the, hid the
he
value.
Sounds like me now.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm rubbing off on you.
It hid the messages a little bit too well, you know, so by the end of it, I mean, I got the messages, I got the values, but it almost didn't connect. I mean, it was sort of like, well, okay, you're missing a piece. It's making a big leap from what the characters do and to what they learn. So, but I asked him about the balance because, as I said, that's a very difficult balance. And I asked him, what do you do? How he was able to kind of hide those messages yet still have the values in there? And here's what he said.
I wanted this movie to be the movie if a kid isn't religious and doesn't believe in God, he'd say, hey, it was a good movie. You know, there was a little bit of, you know, God loves us and I don't believe in God, but hey, that was a fun movie. They jumped off waterfalls, you know, were in canoes, they were climbing cliffs, they were sneaking around caves. My thesis was that if we just created a great entertaining story and let the story breathe out its theme, that anybody would like it, and our experience is everybody loves it. We decided, let's just bring God's love to the story, and then if people want to talk to their kids about God's love and that love being demonstrated in Jesus, they can do that on the way home. For us, it became a discussion starter film, a springboard into a deeper conversation that we would let people have over time in an authentic way on the way home or over a piece of pie after the movie or an ice cream, and by a whole lot of rewrites and great performances, you know, it just feels like an organically true movie.
Yeah, and, you
wow.
know, right?
So that sounds like a wholesome, nice movie.
No, absolutely, absolutely. And so if you're in the mood for a family film, definitely go see that this weekend. It's playing at several theaters throughout the Valley. And we have one more clip from him. You know, my favorite question of writers, directors, of actors, what did you learn about yourself?
Yeah.
So he's got this message for audiences. I asked him, what did you learn from this experience? And here's what he said.
As a filmmaker, one who wrote the first words to the screenplay and was at the very end when the music score was laid down and the colors were corrected, having been a part of the whole journey, I learned how difficult it is to make a movie, that it's a collaborative effort and you need a lot of people to deliver their A game to have an A movie. Personally, I really learned in the midst of the battle, and when you make a movie, there's always battles, and it sounds cliche, but when you treat people with respect and you come into conversations with humility, it makes for good relationships. So, you know, when we were in Thailand and had a crew of 200, myself and my key players all sat at the same table with everybody. We got in the same lines as everybody. We didn't live any better than anybody. And after a while, they were really struck by that we were literally a team together and there was no superiority. So I think the power of kindness, the power of humility, the power of authenticity makes relationships in any community better.
Yeah, and so
sounds great. I like that. I'm going to see that definitely.
Yeah, so you know that's a very good one to see if you have kids. Go out and see The Lost
Medallion.
Even
if you don't have kids, right?
Even if you don't have kids, if you're in the mood for something creepy, definitely go see Dark Skies.
And if you want to contribute to a great cause and learn about the hunger thing,
yeah, then you can go see A Place at the Table. Review it next week. Next Thursday, and also don't forget to text FOOD to 77177. Go ahead and give a call to 855-48-TABLE and visit takepart.com/table to do your part.
I like it, and we didn't get to who won the Academy Awards. We'll do that next week.
Yeah, we'll do that next week, you know. And
I think I won one of them, though. I think Best Picture. Didn't I win that?
Yeah, I think we all guess that.
Oh, we did.
I think I went with Lincoln.
You might have went with Lincoln.
Not
yeah.
saying I thought
did
Lincoln
I go,
should
who
have
did
been,
I go
I
with
the
Django?
No, you went with Argo.
Oh, yeah.
I think
you guys
Argo
both
well.
Did Argo.
Yeah.
I could lie and say that.
You are quite correct. This is The Magazine every Thursday, 2 to 4. Thank you, Greg Isaac. Thank you, Joseph Erdo.
Hi, Erdo.
All right, and stay tuned, of course, for The Real Estate Guru coming up, Terry Cass in studio. We're going to talk real estate, the sequester coming up tomorrow, unless they changed it, unless they did something. I doubt it. We're going to talk all about it. We'll be right back.